It's the Daily ISO with Tom Vecchio.
What's going on and welcome to the Daily ISO. I'm your host, Tom Vecchio. I'm one of the contributors over at numberfire.com. This is a daily fantasy basketball podcast coming to you 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, getting you set for the day's slate, going over any injuries, news, notes, anything that'll help you set your lineups. The podcast can be found on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher. It's on TuneIn, Spotify. It is across the industry. Make sure to subscribe on the given platform, or if you're listening to it on numberfire.com, you can download it right below. You can follow me on Twitter at @DFS_Tom. Before we hop into today's action, March is here. This is the most exciting time in college basketball, and FanDuel has you covered. Get in on the action today and create a free bracket before the start of the tournament to compete for your share of $250,000 in guaranteed cash prizes. Then come back and bet every day of the tournament. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/madness. That's FanDuel.com/madness. Start getting your bets in now for the tournament and don't miss out on your free bracket. One bracket per user must be 21 plus, no purchase necessary. See full terms and conditions at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. You know, it's much better than the normal, you know, make the perfect bracket challenge because, you know, you don't bust out after the first round. You can make bets every single day. And then there's cash payouts for the top 1,000 brackets. And, of course, compare yourself on leaderboards to the other users. I mean, basketball is heating up. Zion came back last night for Duke, certainly looking like the best team out there. But on to tonight's NBA slate. We have 8 games on tap. We have only one game that does not have an over-under set right now. That is the Lakers at the Pistons. Every other game has an over-under set. Every other game has an over-under sitting at 216 points or higher. And we only have 2 games that have spreads at 10 or higher. Let's jump in, starting off with point guard. Most expensive option on the board tonight is Damian Lillard for the Portland Trailblazers. They are on the road. They are New Orleans. Up against New Orleans, Portland comes in as 7.5-point road favorites. This game has the highest over-under on the board, sitting at 235 points. This is a fantastic fantasy environment. Very high scoring, a decently close spread. You know, it's not 13 points like we see Houston favored at home. But it's 7 points, and it's the 7 points road team. So, you know, I take that as a little bit closer of a fantasy game than a home team favored by 7. Lillard has, you know, 2 games against the Pelicans this year. He's posted 43 and 42 fantasy points. This is fantastic. We have Portland Trailblazers playing up in pace by the largest differential on the slate, over 6 possessions. Also, with the fact that this matchup is solid for him, going up against the Pelicans, who are 14th in defensive efficiency at point guard and 23rd in defensive efficiency overall. So 14th specifically at point guard, and then 23rd overall because they're just so bad this year. I think Lillard is going to be very, very popular tonight. I kind of wish this was almost, in Portland so we could have, you know, late night GPP hammer. Lillard always seems to come up, you know, when it's Dame time. And I really want to have a lot of exposure to him tonight. Up in pace, high over-under, great matchup. All these things really work well together. Another guy we want to take a look at, a little bit cheaper at $6,000, is Pat Beverly. I've been going back and back to him for a few weeks now, and he's not expensive, and he just gets it done every single night. Now, his ceiling games are few and far between, but the matchup for him tonight is great going up against Chicago. They're 27th in defensive efficiency against point guards. We know often his, you know, fantasy value comes from the fact that he can fill up the stat sheet, right? Where he's out here scoring, you know, 4 points the other night against Portland, which isn't great, but still comes away with 21 fantasy points. And yes, that's under 1 fantasy point per minute. But if he turns that 4 into 12, you know, not a massive increase, we're still looking at solid fantasy points. And I think that is, you know, most notably shown by this game against the Thunder back on March the 8th. 27 minutes in that game. 0 real points. 0 raw scoring. He ended with 23 fantasy points. I think that is like the epitome of like a Pat Beverly game, you know, watching him for however many years now, right? 23 fantasy points on 0 raw scoring, which is amazing, I think. Like, yes, it's under 1 fantasy point per minute, but he had no points. If he turns that into 8 points, I mean, now he's breaking 1 fantasy point per minute. Now he's, you know, breaking salary-based expectations. So I love the matchup for him against Chicago. The over-under in this game comes in at 229 points. The Clippers are 8.5-point home favorites. Next, another guy we have to take a look at in between Lillard and Beverly, Derek White for San Antonio. Really having a nice year. He's been very hot recently outside of this one game, I want to say, against Milwaukee. 28 minutes, 14 fantasy points. Really not good. That was back on the 10th earlier this week. Outside of that game, he's been amazing, right? 32 minutes against Dallas, 44 fantasy points. Back on the 6th against Atlanta, 29 minutes, 54 fantasy points. 35 minutes against Denver, 41 fantasy points. 29 minutes against Oklahoma City, 36 fantasy points. I mean, he's putting up numbers really outside this Milwaukee game. We know they're better defensively. He's putting up numbers every single night. He's 7,200. The Spurs are at home. They're 13-point home favorites going up against the Knicks. And this game has the lowest over-under on the board as of now without the Lakers-Detroit game, but right now at 216 points. We do have the Spurs playing down in pace slightly, which I'm not too worried about. It's the 13-point spread, which is a bit more concerning. You know, obviously the matchup on paper is great going up against the Knicks, who are 21st against centers. So again, this situation we find ourselves in often where we have a couple factors, you know, going in our favor, a couple factors, you know, not going in our favor. So where do we find him? I think he's more of a tournament option tonight, and I think I would, you know, rather spend up on Lillard or spend down on Pat Beverly when it comes to, you know, just better, you know, fantasy environments, a little bit better of a matchup, those sorts of things. One injury situation we have to pay attention to at point guard is surrounding Reggie Jackson for the Detroit Pistons, right? He is listed as a game time decision with a injury due to his ankle in Wednesday's game. So this means if he's not starting, we should be seeing Ish Smith start. He's $4,000 tonight, and the Lakers come in 28th in defensive efficiency against point guards. That is dead last on the slate. He's $4,000. You know, he's been playing some sporadic minutes, obviously splitting some time with Reggie Jackson. Some of these games, he's actually been pretty efficient. You know, if we look further back, dating on the 8th against Chicago, 26 fantasy points in 24 minutes, 34 fantasy points in 26 minutes against Minnesota, and 25 fantasy points in 20 minutes against Toronto. If he's going to be seeing the full-time starting role and Jackson actually gets ruled out, he is a really, really great value play at $4,000. So we are kind of, I want to say, across the board today at point guard, right? 8-game slate, there's plenty of options. We can spend all the way up for Lillard. I didn't even talk about Ben Simmons. He is listed as a game-time decision, sat out Thursday's shoot-around due to an illness, not an injury, just an illness, so he should be good to go. Moving on to shooting guard. I said we have Houston as 13-point home favorites. That is because, you know, they are, you know, up against the Phoenix Suns, which, you know, questions how much value does James Harden have tonight. You know, 13-point home favorite, he is $12,500 tonight. You know, does Harden need to go out there and score 60 fantasy points in order for Houston to come away with a win? I don't think so. Can Harden go out and score 60 fantasy points or 55 fantasy points in three and a half quarters? Yeah, he can. I would say have some exposure to him today. I don't think he's the best point per dollar play because of that, you know, large spread and some of these things. It takes a lot for him to reach value at 12.5. You know, Bradley Beal is someone you should absolutely have interest in. You know, usage rate over 30%. He's coming off a monster game. Seemingly every one of these games is monster for him. Nearly hitting a, you know, triple-double in a lot of these games, hitting a double-double. The minutes are just silly about how many he's playing. 39, 38, 45, 41, 37. Like, he has played 37 or more minutes in every single one of his last 12 games. Like, that is unbelievable. Like, that is a rate we don't normally see. This game against the Charlotte Hornets should be very, very popular when it comes to DFS tonight, and probably the best spot to do a game stack if that's what you're looking to do. Washington comes in at home, 3.5-point home favorites, a 232-point over-under, which is the third highest on the slate, but is, I would say, better than the Philadelphia game, which is at 233, because this game is a closer spread. So spend up on Beal, spend up on Harden if you want. If you're not looking to those, go to those guys. You know, pay attention to the Jimmy Butler news. He did not play the other night simply due to rest, rest management, whatever, minutes management, load management, whatever they're calling it. So he should be good to go. Zach LaVine didn't play in their most recent game. He is 8,200, and he is listed as probable for tonight's game against the Clippers. So that's West Coast, but we should have that information before lock, hopefully at morning shoot-around. The guy I want to pay attention to tonight is Kentavious Caldwell-Pope for the Lakers. Yes, KCP has been seeing some really nice minutes and usage in these past few games. He is $4,000 tonight. He is going up against his former team, the Detroit Pistons. So if you want to buy into that, revenge factor, his minutes before really these last two were sporadic, 16, 6, 20, down at 7, 22. He's all over the place. There was no production. But he has 31 and 22 minutes in his two most recent games, 37 points. He had 24 last night against Toronto, over one fantasy point per minute in each of those games. But tonight is a tougher matchup going up against the Pistons. They are third in defensive efficiency against shooting guards. So the usage is there, the minutes are there, the production is there, the price is there, but the matchup is not there. And we do have the Lakers playing down in pace. So a few different things to consider when you're looking for a value option. One guy in between some of these options, at the high end with Beal and Harden and DeRozan, and even when it comes to Butler, someone in this mid-tier is Damian Dotson for the New York Knicks. Now, this matchup for him, middle of the road, the Spurs are 15th in defensive efficiency against shooting guards. This game has the Knicks, coming in as 13-point road dogs. This game has the lowest over-under on the board, sitting at 216 points. But the minutes for Dotson recently have been very high, very high. We have him playing over 30 minutes in five straight games. He has been under one fantasy point per minute in four of these five games. Now, I say four hesitantly because one game was at 32.3 FanDuel points in 33 minutes. So it's right at one fantasy point per minute. The other game was at 18 and 30, 16 and 33, 29 and 36. But then he had one game at 45 in 40 minutes. So the minutes are firmly, firmly there for Dotson. He's $5,800 tonight. They're road dogs. We know that the Knicks are just going to be playing their guy. So I kind of like him tonight at $5,800 in order to still be able to reach value. He could be out there playing 36 minutes, but if he posts 32 fantasy points, I still think that's good enough at $5,800. I don't know if he's a cash game option, but certainly for GPP, he's a guy that will probably go overlooked tonight. So shooting guard, we have, again, another wide range of options, which is fantastic tonight. You can really go any which way you want. You can spend up for Beal or Harden. You can live in the mid-tier and go to CJ McCollum. Didn't even talk about him with the Blazers playing up in pace in a very high over-under game. You can go to Lou Williams. You can go to Chris Middleton. There's so many options tonight. And it doesn't stop there. We have small forward, and we have Giannis Antetokounmpo leading the players at small forward, 11.8. We have LeBron James on the second night of a back-to-back. He is 10.7. Now, LeBron last night didn't get it done, right? And he didn't get it done in terms of fantasy points, 41 in 31 minutes. That sounds pretty good, but that's not him reaching value, and that's not him reaching, what we need, when you're paying $10,000 or, 11.3, whatever he was last night. So, the Lakers came out and said that they're having his minutes monitor. They're going to have some load management or whatever they're calling it. As the season comes down to an end, they're probably not going to be making the playoffs. You can't be paying $10,000 for a guy who may only play 30 minutes, on the second night of a back-to-back. That just doesn't cut it. I think you can go to Antetokounmpo firmly tonight, as always. 5-point home favorites going up against Miami. I think that, 5-point road favorites going up against Miami. He's always in play for me. If you want to drop down, one injury news we have to pay attention to is Otto Porter Jr. for the Chicago Bulls. He is $7,000 tonight. He is currently listed as probable. He practiced yesterday. This is all good news. Very moderate price at $7,000. When he's out there, he's playing a ton of minutes, and he's producing fantasy points in a lot of these minutes. Yes, some of them are under one fantasy point per minute. Some of them are over one fantasy point per minute. Some of them are right at it. 32 and 30 when it comes to minutes and fantasy points. Then 26 and 28, 34 and 44. And then 35 minutes, 38 fantasy points, 32 minutes, 29. So we're working with, really strong consistency on a night-to-night basis, really strong minutes on a night-to-night basis. The matchup for him, I think, is solid enough, something that we want to be attacking. We also have the Bulls playing up in pace slightly, so all of these things are good. The Clippers come in 25th in defensive efficiency against small forwards. Really on board with Porter tonight, really on board with him. A guy that could, you know, reach 40 fantasy points before you almost know it, fills up the stat sheet, not reliant on pure scoring. A lot of things going for him tonight. And, you know, last game on the slate, knowing that you have a guy who isn't expensive, that can exceed salary-based value, is the thing we want to have in GBPs. I think you could also go to him in cash games, depending on your roster construction, where if you need a guy in the mid-tier where you can't spend up for Antetokounmpo and, you know, you have too much salary left over, if you want to drop down to, I don't know, Nick Batum, who's in a pretty solid matchup, fall to Otto Porter, and I think he's in a really nice spot tonight. Other options we should be, you know, looking at. Kelly Oubre, also right at that same price range, 6,800. Again, 13-point road dogs the Phoenix Suns are. But Oubre is out there playing a ton of minutes, and he has a solid matchup tonight. Houston comes in 26th against small forwards. And even though the Suns season is over, Oubre is out here producing fantasy points along with, you know, Devin Booker, along with DeAndre Ayton, really having a nice core group of young players. 31, 32, 29, 28, 32 minutes in his last five games. He has his high of 54 in that span and a low of 26. So a pretty solid range. That's not something you maybe want in cash games. You know, a 20-ish or an 18-point, whatever it may be, 20-point you know, variance within these games. But I think you can be going to him in GBPs, trying to embrace that variance for a guy who's shown double-double upside. I think you'll be firmly going there. Other options at small forward, one we have to pay attention to, which I'm not really sure is massive, is Dwayne Bacon for the Charlotte Hornets. Now, he drew the start on Monday against the Rockets. Hasn't played since then. 34 minutes in that game, 22 fantasy points. He's $3,600. If he's going to be getting the start again, that's something we actually have to pay attention to because, as I said, this game, 232-point over, under only a 3.5-point spread for the Wizards. This is setting up to be a fantastic DFS game, you know, to do a game stack. The matchup for him is middle of the road. Washington comes in 17th in defensive efficiency against small forwards. But, you know, he could be the punt guy on your lineup, especially if he's going to be getting the start. But we don't know that as of yet. So just pay attention to that. It's not massive, but just one thing to keep note of. And then Kenrich Williams for the New Orleans Pelicans. This is a spot where, you know, he's not priced expensive at all, $5,100, high over-under going up against Portland, as we know. Production is varying, as we know, but the matchup is there for him. Going up against Portland, as I said, they're 20th in defensive efficiency against small forwards. His role has been, I want to say, in flux in some of these games where we see Anthony Davis being productive in his, you know, capped minutes role. But some of these games for Williams, I think, is what we want to embrace in, you know, specifically for GPPs, not for cash games. 23 minutes against Milwaukee in a tough defensive matchup. He only put up 6 fantasy points. That doesn't get it done. 30 minutes against Atlanta, 21 fantasy points. It's like, okay, that's okay at $5,100. You know, 28 minutes against Toronto, 33 fantasy points. Over 1 fantasy point per minute. Guy is $5,000. Okay, I'm on board with that. 34 minutes against Utah, 25 fantasy points. Okay, the game before that, also against Utah, 33 minutes, 25 fantasy points again. So we're working with, you know, consistent minutes. I would say 23 the floor, 34 the max. But the production is wildly inconsistent. Down at 6, 21, up at 33, which is where we want to see him. And he seems to be settling in this 25 kind of average if you exclude the 6 as kind of the outlier. So I'm on board with him tonight at $5,100 in what should be an also a very good, you know, DFS game to stack. So look to him in GPP specifically tonight. All right, on to power forward, which is looking oddly strong tonight. You know, power forward isn't normally a position that a lot of people look to spend up at, you know, especially since, you know, Anthony Davis is seeing this decreased role as prices being decreased. Normally, it was slates like, oh, Anthony Davis is there. He's 11.5 tonight. You spend up for him, or you drop down and take a bunch of savings because you want to spend up for Harden or spend up for Westbrook or whoever may be on that slate. But tonight looks, I want to say, again, oddly strong. LaMarcus Aldridge in a soft matchup against the Knicks, but, you know, 13-point spread in a lower over-under game. Julius Randle, who's $8,500, you know, in this high-scoring game against the Pelicans, and he's been as consistent as you can possibly be, 35, 34, 35, 32 fantasy points in his last four games. I think you can go to him. We have Blake Griffin at home, Detroit on a two-game losing streak in a winnable game against the Lakers, but Griffin has been underperforming in these last two games with 26 and 25 fantasy points, but this really does look like a pretty solid spot for him to rebound, again, in a winnable game. Detroit in the playoff hunt, they need to pick up some wins. Anthony Davis at 7.8, where do you go? Lauri Markkanen is where I want to fall at $7,800. Now, GPP option only, and it might be a bit of a dart throw. So give me some rope here. We have Markkanen $7,800. Tough matchup for him. You know, the Clippers are fourth in defensive efficiency. He has been struggling as of late. 15, 32, 31, 18, 32 fantasy points in this recent stretch. Kind of all over the place, which isn't great. But we do have the Bulls playing up in pace, right? We do have a 229-point over-under. And I think he makes the literal best pivot off of some of these other guys. Anthony Davis is also 7,800. You know, Montrezl Harrell for the Clippers on the other side of Markkanen is 7,500. You know, Bobby Portis in a much higher over-under game and a closer spread game, better consistency as of late, is $6,900. Blake Griffin is only 84, you know, not too much higher than Markkanen. So Markkanen, with his inconsistency as of late, with a tougher defensive matchup, he's the guy that is going to go overlooked in GPPs. Nowhere near cash games for him, but the GPP pivot off of all of these guys is Lauri Markkanen tonight. So look to him. I'm not going to say if in your one GPP lineup, maybe you do a three max, maybe if you go beyond three, four, five, ten lineups, I would say mix him in once or twice just to differentiate when it comes to, you know, your player pool and it comes to your tournament exposure. The real options for me at power forward tonight are, you know, I would say LaMarcus Aldridge is probably one of the best plays on the slate, along with Randle, but I want to drop down. I want to get some value at power forward. I want to spend up at point guard, like I said. I want to spend up for, at shooting guard, get to Beal and get to, you know, CJ McCollum, get to Lillard, get to these guys in the same lineup. That means we need some savings. Power forward, Kenneth Faried, $5,000 tonight. Again, we have Houston at home, 13-point home favorites, but he is back from his injury. He only played the 13 minutes against Golden State. Six fantasy points. I think, you know, the game flow and just the way that type of game played, it doesn't fit into his style. But, you know, notably against the Charlotte Hornets back on Monday, 19 minutes, 31 fantasy points. And that's basically where we saw him, you know, prior to the injury that he had. You know, 25-ish minutes, give or take, 19 minutes here, you know, 28 minutes here, very, very productive. The matchup for him tonight couldn't be better, going up against the Suns, who come in 29th in defensive efficiency against power forwards. He's $5,000 tonight. He can easily produce over one fantasy point per minute. $5,000. I mean, this is a guy who could easily rack up 28, 35-ish fantasy points, which is, you know, exceeding 5x value, which is great for tournaments. I don't want him in cash games just because his role, you know, hasn't been fully established since returning from injury, but this is a spot where we can see him clean up the glass, rack up another double-double. You know, the Manimal is ready to, you know, exceed fantasy value on this Friday night slate in a super, super soft matchup. Another cheap option, Frank Kaminsky for the Charlotte Hornets. He is $4,200 tonight. Great matchup for him, as I said, going up against Washington. They are 23rd in defensive efficiency against power forwards. I'm on board with this Washington-Charlotte game as a game stack for GPPs. Super high over-under, super close spread. Kaminsky has 21, 21, 15, 23, 27, and 27 and 24 minutes as the final two in these last six games, really establishing his role, you know, back within the offense. We've seen him have these stretches, then he's back to being a bench player, only playing 12 minutes a game, seeing no usage. And now he has these games where he's putting up 23 and 21 and 24 and 23 fantasy points. He's $4,200. If you want to go by the pure, you know, 5X, we're looking, you know, for just over, you know, 20 fantasy points from him, which is what we're getting. 21, 24, 23, 23 in four of these past six games. That's over 5X value. So I'm on board with him tonight in a game stack. I'm on board with him in GPPs overall. Not for cash games. The minutes aren't secure enough. The minutes aren't high enough for him to be cash game viable. But absolutely mix him into your GPP player pool tonight because the matchup is just so soft. power forward tonight, like I said, oddly strong. Oddly strong. We have the high-end options with LaMarcus Aldridge and Julius Randle. We have guys in the mid-tier like Lauri Markkanen, who I think makes a really nice GPP pivot. You know, you can go to Bobby Portis on the other side of Frank Kaminsky, and you can go to Kenneth Reed, who I think, you know, makes one of the better point-per-dollar plays on the slate. All right, on to center, rounded off tonight, where we have Joel Embiid coming in at 10.9, the most expensive option at center tonight. One of the best matchups on the slate going up against the Kings. They are 20th in defensive efficiency against centers. They are on the second night of a back-to-back. We have the over-under set in this game at 233 points with the 76ers favored by 9. I think he's firmly in play. Andre Drummond at $10,000 might be the best center on the slate, given all the factors. You know, the price is basically the same, $900 difference. You're still spending over $10K between him and Embiid. But the matchup for him tonight is the one you want to be attacking. The Lakers are 26th in defensive efficiency against centers. Lakers aren't going to make the playoffs. Detroit will be making the playoffs. They have lost two straight, though. This is the spot, as I said with Blake Griffin, the spot for them to rebound and pick up a win, a winnable game, an easy game. Easy defensive matchup. 2020 game for Drummond is not out of the question, as it always isn't. Fully on board with him. If you really want to drop down and take some savings, let's go to a West Coast game, the Los Angeles Clippers. And we have Ivica Zubac, the center, or, you know, somewhat newly acquired, got him around the trade deadline. He is $5,500 tonight. Really, really carving out a nice role within the offense. 22, 26, 23, 13 and 23 minutes in these past five games. So the 13, I want to say, is a bit of an outlier, and we have 22 or more in four of his last five games. That is strong. He is over one fantasy point per minute in... All right, so he was at 13 fantasy points in that 13-minute game. I'm not counting that. Like I said, I think it's a bit of an outlier. But he's over... He was at one fantasy point per minute in that game. But the point is, he is over one fantasy point per minute in three of these other four games, which is where we want to see him. He's $5,500, and he's put up 30 fantasy points twice in his last three games. $5,500 and 30 fantasy points. Sign me up every day of the week for that amount of production. Like I said, this game... High over-under at night, 229 points with the Clippers favored by 8.5. So a good fantasy environment. I'm not going to say amazing. But the matchup is the thing we're attacking against the Bulls, who are 28th against centers. $5,500, a guy who has one of the softest matchups on the slate, putting up 30 fantasy points in just 22 minutes. I'm on board with that. So fully in play tonight. And then if you don't have the money to spend all the way up for, you know, Drummond, you don't have the money to spend up for Embiid, you don't want to drop down and spend on Zubac, Yusuf Nurkic at $8,700. I've been on board with Portland. I've been on board with, you know, some of these Pelican options all, you know, all podcast. This game sets up to be a fantastic, you know, fantasy environment. You want to be embracing this. You want to be going after good matchups. You want to be going after guys who are, you know, slightly underpriced. And I think that, you know, given the matchup, Nurkic is a bit underpriced since the Pelicans are 19th in defensive efficiency against centers. This is a spot we can be firmly attacking. If you look back at his game log, most recently played the Pelicans back on January the 18th. He played 26 minutes in that game, posted 40 fantasy points, posted a double-double, 15 and 12 in that game. If we're going to be seeing the same type of performance out of him, I mean, that's fantastic. You know, point-per-dollar production at $8,700. Doesn't break the bank, helps you build a nice balanced lineup. You could throw him into a GPP game stack. I mean, so many options when it comes to Nurkic tonight. So, again... Every position tonight is looking to be just loaded with options. You can go on the high end. You can go in the low end. You can go in the mid. You can mix and match high and low, stars and scrubs, balanced. You name it, we have the possibility on tonight's slate. All right, so that does it for today's podcast. As always, it can be found on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher. It's on Spotify. Google Play is across the industry. Make sure to give it a subscribe. You can download it right below if you're listening to on numberfire.com. Follow me on Twitter at DFS_Tom. Until next time. Good luck in your contests.